Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Masechet Pesachim, Perek Aleph, and we are up to Mishnah Zayin. As I mentioned yesterday, Mishnah Vav introduces us to some concepts of Tumah v'Tahara that were noheg in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and it was an introduction to the Mishnah that we're about to learn that has relevance to Erev Pesach and Bedikas Chametz. We mentioned yesterday there was the Mishnah of Reb Chanina, Skana Kohanim, who said that when it comes to Tumah, even though you're not supposed to actively take something that is Truma and make it Tameh, but it's okay to escalate a lower level of Tumah to a higher level of Tumah, because since it's Tameh anyway and it's going to be burnt, there's nothing wrong with doing that. So that you can take a shlishi l'tuma and make it a sheni l'tuma. By escalating it up a notch, you would think maybe there's something wrong. The Mishnah told us no. Rabbi Akiva added at the end of the Mishnah that you can even escalate it from a shlishi to a rishon, and there really is no problem of actively making truma tameh, because it's tameh, all you're doing is being mosif, a more severe level of tuma, and there's nothing wrong with that. That was the previous Mishnah. Now, our Mishnah, it's important to understand that we're going to have a machlokas, and Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, who are the ones who argue in our Mishnah, they understood the case of the previous Mishnah, where a shlishi, a third level tumah, was converted or escalated up a notch to a second level of tumah, or even a first level of tumah, is in the following scenario. You had an Av HaTuma that was a sheretz, that was the case of the Mishnah, an insect. And the sheretz touched a keli, so the keli now became a rishon l'tuma. And then the keli touched a mashka. Mashka is a liquid object that is edible, or drinkable, I should say. And then that mashka, which is the sheni, made basar of truma or of kachim, made it tame. So what we're going to have here now is a case of mashka being the intermediary that's making the sheni into a shlishi. And the question is as follows: does mashka, does liquid, is it metame min haTorah, or is it metame midirabanan? So that's where the machlokas of our Mishnah comes in. Reb Meir holds that it is metame only midirabanan. Min haTorah, mashka, liquid, is not metame. It's only dirabanan. Reb Yossi, on the other hand, disagrees, and Reb Yossi holds that it is a d'oraisa, that min haTorah, mashka, liquid, is metame. So therefore, with that background and understanding, we should now hopefully be able to follow what Reb Meir and Reb Yossi are saying in our Mishnah. Reb Meir. Reb Meir says, Midivreim lamadnu, from the words of the Tanoim of our previous Mishnah, where they talk about Tumah and the permissibility of taking something that is a lower level of Tumah and making it a higher level of Tumah, we learn from them, Shesorfim Truma Tahora im Hatmeya, that you can even take Truma Tahora, which is completely Tahar, Imatmeya, and burn it together with the Tmeya, Bapesach. Well, it says Bapesach here means Erev Pesach, meaning if you have Truma Tahora, which is absolutely Tahora, but it is Chametz, so you have to get rid of it before Chatzos. So can you burn that category of Truma together with Truma Tmeya? Or do we say that, again, there's a prohibition of taking something that is Truma Tahora and making it Tameh by coming into contact with Truma Tmeya? So therefore, can you burn them together? Because it's got to be burnt anyway, or should they be burnt separately? So Reb Meir says, from the previous Mishnah we see that you can even burn Truma Tahora together with Truma Tameya, even though for that short amount of time you're going to be making the Truma Tahora Tameh. Why? Because Reb Meir was the one who understood that the previous Mishnah was talking about liquid. Liquid, according to Reb Meir, min haTorah is mutter. And nevertheless, you see a case where you have something that was otherwise mutter min haTorah, we're allowed to make that the shlishi converted into a sheni, and we're allowed to burn these objects together, even though effectively we're burning something that min haTorah is tahor with something that is tameh. So that's why he says, we see from the previous Mishnah that you can burn something that is tahor with something with its tameh. And so Erev Pesach, when you're burning the truma that is about to become chametz, you can burn it with truma tameh and there's no problem. Amalei Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi responded to Rav Meir and said, hold on a second, Eino hi amida. There's no comparison, because he, l'shitaso, according to his opinion, mashka, liquid, is tameya, is metame min haTorah. So if it's metame min haTorah, then how can you draw the conclusion from the previous Mishnah that you can take something that is tahor and make it tame, when the example you're quoting is not a case of something that is tahor min haTorah? He holds that liquid can become tame min haTorah and can be metame. The main point is that it can be metame others min haTorah. So therefore he says, Eino hi amida, there's no comparison, and you cannot therefore burn the truma tahora, Erev Pesach, that is chametz, together with the truma tameya. However, Rabbi Yossi adds that there's another machlokes later on, we're going to see, and he clarifies for us, the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua argue whether when you have a case of truma tameya, and you have a case of a suffix truma, what's called truma teluya, it's sort of hanging, we're not sure if it's tameh or it's tahor, can you burn them together or not? So there's a machlokas over there whether you can or cannot. Says Rabbi Yossi, they only disagree where you have a truma that is tameh with a truma that is possibly tameh. So there's a machlokas whether you should burn them together or you should not burn them together. However, they would both agree in our case, which Rabbi Yossi holds is burning tahor truma, truma tahora with truma tameya, they would both agree that you should not, and you should burn them separately. Says Rabbi Yossi, Umodim Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree, Shesorfim zula atzma vizula atzma. In our case, where the Erev Pesach, the truma tahora, which is about to become chametz, is tahor, that you would have to burn them separately, the truma tahora together with the truma separately from the truma tameya. What then are Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua arguing about? It was a different case. Ala tluya v'ala tameya. They're arguing over something that is tluya, which is in limbo, which is a suffix, v'ala tameya and a tameya. Rabbi Eliezer says, Tisarif zula atzma v'zula atzma. You should burn each one separately. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds, the same way you're not allowed to make something that is tahar tamei, you're not allowed to make something that is a suffix tamei into a vadai tami. That's where Rabbi Eliezer holds. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, and he says, shtein ka'achas. He says, both of them are equal, and you're allowed to burn them together, and the only time that we are obligated to make sure that something does not become tameh is if it's definitely tohar. If it's not definitely tohar, there's no concern about not making it tameh, and therefore he disagrees and says that you can burn them together. Rabbi Yossi brings this machlokas in to tell us that whole argument is not even relevant to our case, because they are talking about a tluya and a tameya, a suffik and a vadai. We're talking about a vadai tohar and a vadai tamei, and that, Rabbi Yossi says, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua would agree that you should not burn the two together. So that is the end of our Mishnah Zion. The Bartanur tells us that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore we do not burn the truma tahora together with the truma tameya. However, with regard to the question of whether mashka, liquid, can be metame or not, we actually hold like Reb Meir, and we hold that liquid is not metame others min haTorah, only midrabbanan. So while we paskin like Rabbi Yossi that you cannot burn the truma tahora with the truma tameya, we nevertheless paskin like Rabbi Meir with regard to the concept of truma of mashka, liquid, being able to be metame min haTorah. That is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Let's continue with Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. We're about to begin the next Perek. Says the Mishnah, going back to the Zmanim, the times that we had previously, that there's a period of time where you can eat the chametz, a period of time where you cannot eat the chametz, but you're allowed to have hanor from the chametz, and then there's a period of time where you have to burn the chametz before it becomes aser, which would be after chatzos. In other words, the iser becoming aser would be after chatzos. So you have to make sure to burn the chametz before, during the sixth hour, before the end of the sixth hour. It says the Mishnah, kol shah, any time shemutu lechol, that you're allowed to eat the chametz, machil, you could give to feed la behema, la chaya, v'la ofos, to the animals, to the birds, to your pets, you can give them to eat. Umochro la nachri, you can also sell it to a non-Jew. Umutur bahana asa, and you're allowed to have hanoa from the chametz. However, we need to understand this Mishnah, because it would seem, without learning the Gemara, that everything the Mishnah is telling us is very simple. Why would I even have to be told that if something you're allowed to eat, that you're allowed to give it to your animals to eat, that you're allowed to sell it to a non-Jew, and that you're allowed to have hanoa? So we have to come onto the Gemara. And the Mefarshim, the Bar Tanura, explain that the Gemara tells us, when it says, Kol Shah Shemutu Lechol, it is telling us a chiddush. If you remember, we had an opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, back in Perek Aleph on Mishnah Hey, he held that while chulin is only allowed to be eaten for the first 4 hours, the kohen can eat truma for an extra hour during the fifth hour, because we don't want to actively dispose of or do something to rid of truma before we absolutely have to. So the Mishnah is telling us that during the fifth hour, where chulin cannot be eaten, however, there is something that can be eaten. Kol shah shemutar lechol. This is going according to Rabbi Gamliel. Any time where there is a heter for somebody, somewhere, to eat chametz, even though the average person cannot, but the kohen can still eat truma, which is the fifth hour, during that period, machil behema, you can give it to the animals, l'chai v'la'ofos. And the chiddush here is, why doesn't it just say that it's mutar b'hana? So the Gemara explains that it's telling us that even though by giving it to the animal might not finish eating it, and might leave over pieces, and then you would have chametz left in your property. Or in the case of a chayu, which is their habit of taking the food and hiding it somewhere, so they might hide it on your property, and then you'll have a problem. Nevertheless, since it was done during the Zman, that it's okay. The rabbis are telling us that you're allowed to give it to the behemah, the chayin, the ofus to eat, and you don't have to be concerned that they're not going to clean up after themselves, they're not going to finish it, or that they're going to hide it somewhere. And you're also allowed to sell it to a non-Jew. Now, the reason that is a chiddush, why would we have to be told? So the Gemara explains that the Mishnah is coming to tell us not like Bishamai. Bishamai is of the opinion that the mitzvah of tashbisu, of getting rid of chametz, of not having chametz in your property, is not just in your property. You have to take the chametz and get rid of it, levarim in ha'olam. It has to be gone from the world. So bir chametz means getting the chametz of the world. You can't just sell it to a non-Jew. And therefore, the chiddush of our Mishnah is that we don't paskin like Beis Shammai, but you can sell it to a non-Jew as long as it was done during the Zman where it's still mutter to sell. So the chiddush here, the Gemara tells us, is that not only is the chametz mutar b'hanoa, but if you happen to, let's say, use the chametz to burn it, to heat something, and then you have the ashes of the chametz, and you want to have hanoa from the ashes of the chametz, as long as it was burnt during the Zman that it was mutar to burn the chametz, you can have hanoa from the ashes even after chatzos. So that is those are the chidushim of our Mishnah. It's important to learn it with the Gemara so that we understand what the chidush is. Avar Zmano. Now, what if the sixth hour came and went? Asur Bahana Aso. Then you're not allowed to have Hana from the chametz. And the Mishnah tells us even further, Velo Yasik Bo Tana Rikiraim. And you should not use the chametz to burn a fire. You should not use it for firewood, either to heat something or to warm the house. You cannot burn it. Now the question here is, what is the chiddush? If you can't have anah, then why would I think you can use it for cooking or for heating? So the Gemara explains that it's telling us that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, which we will see in a moment, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the mitzvah of bir chametz is specifically with burning, sreifa. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you would be mekayim a mitzvah, you would be accomplishing a mitzvah by burning the chametz. So you would think that if incidentally, while you're burning the chametz and you're fulfilling a mitzvah, that you should be able to benefit at least from the incidentally from the heat. Nevertheless, it tells us no. You should rid yourself of the chametz in a way where you have absolutely no benefit because it was after the zman. Rabbi Yehuda says we're not going to have the machlokas that I just mentioned about how you accomplish bir chametz. Rabbi Yehuda says in bir chametz ella sreifa. The only way to be mekayim the mitzvah of bir chametz, of ridding yourself of the chametz, is only through burning it. And the Gemara explains that he learns it out from Nosar. We know that if Kachim stays beyond the designated time that you're allowed to eat it, it becomes Nosar and you have to burn it. So he draws an analogy of Chametz to Nosar, that because they are both Asr Behano, and because they both have the punishment of Karis, therefore, just like Nosar is burnt, so too Chametz should be burnt. However, the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say, the Chachamim omrim, Ach meforer vezor leruach v'mati liyam. You can dispose of the chametz any which way. You can even break it up into small pieces, meforer, to break it up into small crumbs, small pieces, vezor leruach, and throw it up into the wind so that it blows away, and then the birds will come and eat it, or even if they don't, we're talking about crumbs, and we're not concerned with crumbs. Or you can throw it into the river or the ocean. And there's a discussion in the Gemara as to whether matilayam also requires lefarer, to break it up into small pieces if you're going to throw it into the river or the ocean, or you can just throw it into the ocean without breaking it up. So it's not clear, there's machlokis in the Gemara, but the point here is that the machlokis of bir chametz is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to do it only b'sreifa, that's the only way to do it. According to the Chachamim, you can dispose of it any which way. We try and be mekayim the mitzvah by burning it. However, if somebody were to have chametz and during the zman that it's appropriate, flush it down the toilet, he's also mekayim beer that way. But nevertheless, we try and be mekayim it in the way that is acceptable according to everybody. And therefore, there's a mitzvah to actually burn the chametz on Erev Pesach. With this, we end Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Tomorrow, we'll continue with Mishnah Beis.